Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, there is a lot of grant money available in the world, and a lot of times local agricultural businesses overlook the funding sources that are available to help them start up or expand. Let's kind of give an overview of some of the grant monies that are available.
Well, it's a great topic, and as I've said before, the role of grants are really to bridge an idea, a product, a thought by individual or groups until it is accepted in the marketplace or is rejected. And if it's rejected, then that's fine, then that product will never make it any farther. But if, in fact, a grant provides a valuable bridge in dollars and time until a farmer or a farm group's idea really catches traction, that it's a great role that we think that the grants play. So, but you're right, they are very valuable. There just seems like plenty of opportunities out there. So in the Department of Agriculture, we've actually assigned a full-time grant writer now for about a year, whose job it is to make sure we don't miss any opportunities for South Carolina farmers from the federal or from the state or private grants that are available.
Now, the majority of the grant funds that are administered by South Carolina Department of Agriculture really fall into about four categories.
Well, you're right. A big, big part of what we do is called the specialty crop block grants. And specialty crops are those that are not covered by a program with the farm programs in the farm bill. That might sound complicated, but nevertheless, these programs allow peaches, apples, turf grass, blueberries, these types of things, to receive some dollars that might help them with an innovative marketing plan, a pest management plan. A lot of the dollars will go to research at Clemson around production of specialty crops. So based on a lot of things, the Department of Agriculture takes what's called a block grant, and then we have a competitive grant process wherein farm groups or others in the state apply for a portion of those funds, and then annually we award them to these individuals and we monitor their progress. So the block grant has been around for quite a while, and it is where most of these dollars come through.
Now, organic continues to gain in popularity, and organic certification is not inexpensive, and you are there to help with the cost of that as well.
Well, that's right. There is a national organic certification cost share reimbursement program, that's a lot to say, for helping people who want to take the organic route. There is a process to verify that the land to be used for organic meets those qualifications of so many years since they've had a commercial operation. So the program will award up to $750 per farm location in order to help this process. So, again, a niche, if you will, but as you said earlier, a growing area of organics in South Carolina as well as other states.
All right. And if we want to learn more about potential grant funds available, what do we need to do?
Well, you can always start with agriculture.sc.gov. That's ours. But within USDA, they have some, I guess, kind of unique. One is start2farm.gov, and then there's another that's a little more familiar to folks under the rural development, and that's rd.usda.gov/sc. So rural development has been around for quite a while as a branch of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and they are, for the most part, the manager of those federal grants.
All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.